The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic is questions and answers. Your questions, your answers, and yeah, that's what we do here. So before we get to your questions and answers, like we do in every Sunday morning, we try to get behind the numbers. We try to get on the field, so to speak, on the sideline of the Super Bowl. By the way, can you imagine at the end of last show, I predicted correctly because the last 4 years, I think I got the Super Bowl wrong. But I said Tom Brady, because of his experience, was going to win the Super Bowl, and I was right. Okay, so do I get a, like a prize or something? Okay, it's 50-50. I get it. Okay, but again, what we try to do every Sunday morning, get on the sideline like Pam Oliver does and get you the detailed. Yeah, we see what's happening on the field. We get it. You know, we see the markets going up, but why is it happening? So really, this past week, actually, we've been building momentum from the weeks previous. You're starting to see a lot of companies report better than expected earnings and giving some pretty strong guidance. And it's pretty amazing because last year, when the pandemic came through, the hardest part for corporate America is saying, geez, going forward, what is the visibility? What do we see happening? And that was very difficult, of course, because they didn't know what to think. Now, here we are, the fourth quarter, numbers coming out December 31st, being reported. Most of the big technology companies reported. It was kind of a mixed bag. Most companies reported very well, but some of them sold off, kind of what they call sell the news. But we have now 82% of the companies that reported either met or beat expectations. So when you think about all the crazy headlines and noise, you really got to kind of just focus, okay? And two driving forces of the stock market historically have been earnings. There's times when we're in recessions and earnings are kind of weak or very weak for that matter, and the market responds accordingly. Of course, when companies have more earnings, there's a lot of things they can do with that. They can increase their dividends. They can reinvest into new projects. Gosh, they can do a whole bunch of things. Buy back shares, buy the competition. So when you have good earnings, a lot of good things happen for shareholders, obviously. And then if you look at interest rates, you know, historically when rates are really high and you can get, let's say, 6 or 7 or 8% guaranteed on a treasury or CD, why even fuss around with the market? You know, but now the 10-year treasury is hovering around 1.1%. Yeah, a 10-year treasury. 10 years is a long time. Lock away money for 10 years, you get 1.1%, right? Money markets are move the decimal point over a little bit, 0.1%, and here we are. So, you know, if you kind of put it together, we have really low interest rates, obviously, which is really supportive of stocks, and we have better earnings, and actually the earnings forecasts are pretty good for this year. So while the market set records on Tuesday and on Thursday, Wednesday was kind of a volatile session, up, down, sideways. Wednesday, by the way, the market was up triple digits, and then it turned out some news came out about a big budget deficit for this January 21 versus January 20, and the market sputtered, but then came back a little bit because then Fed Chair Powell said, you know what, we're going to keep rates low for a very long time. Again, the two things that really stick out for me doing this 32 years, and by the way, 32 years in dog's life times seven, I've been doing this like 200 years. I've seen all kinds of market cycles. This is a really good ingredient for the stock market. Not to say we can't have a swift pullback because sometimes we go too far, too fast, otherwise known as a correction. But if you kind of, again, I'm on the sideline here, kind of reporting for you what's happening out in the field. When you have low interest rates, where else are you going to put your money? And by the way, this is not only for individual investors. Think about pensions. You know, pension managers have billions of dollars to invest, and they have to get their, you know, pension people a certain amount of target. Well, you can't put, like, historically, a lot of pensions would put, let's say, 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, make whatever they had to make for the pension holders. Now, think about that. Can you imagine putting 40% in bonds, paying less than 1%, then I can get to the bogey. So that's, again, another reason why you're seeing so much rotation in the stocks. Is it a little bit hot? Yes. Remember, the markets, you know, it's like Goldilocks, right? Never too hot, too cold. It is a little too hot. It does feel kind of frothy. There is kind of crazy stuff that's going on with GameStop and some of these other stocks along the way. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you every Sunday morning. I'll be here with you, I promise. Look, this, the sun's almost coming up here on Sunday morning, so this is pretty cool. Remember at 6 a.m. just a couple months ago, how dark it was? It was dark to 7 a.m. Okay, thank you. We're getting closer and closer. So anyway, today's topic, questions and answers. And the question that comes up a lot through our website, MahoneyGPS.com. You can pose your question there. You can also sign up for a free newsletter, MahoneyGPS.com. Also for my radio and TV appearances, different questions I get from mailbags. And of course, during the course of the week, talking to clients and prospective clients and so forth. The question comes up the most, how is the market doing so well when I see what I see with my own eyes? And I get what people are talking about. I mean, I've driven down some, again, I won't say what towns. There were a couple in Rockland recently I drove through, one in Westchester, and you drive through the town, and it's kind of sad. You know, you see the restaurants I used to go to are closed. You see some of the storefronts are boarded up. We've moved, 90% off deals. You know, just it's a sign of the times. And really, with your own two eyes, it looks a lot different from the stock market. And I get it because, really, at the end of the day, you know, Main Street or Main Street USA, again, our towns here in the Hudson Valley, are not looking like the way it does in Wall Street. But the reason why is, you know, as I mentioned, Fed fund rates are zero, you know, and they're going to stay low for foreseeable future. And it was really interesting. These big box stores, you know, during the pandemic, especially, again, we're still in a pandemic, but the height of it last year when it first came out, you know, they remained open. You know, think about Walmarts and Home Depots. They remained open as if the virus doesn't go there. That's a whole other issue. And yet small business owners were forced to close. Like, okay, how fair is that? And of course, these big box stores and big companies all have a ticker symbol next to them. And of course, that's, again, and small business owners, and you drive down, you know, small town USA, you know, you look at that little business and like, okay, that's not, if it had a symbol next to it, XYZ, ZZY, whatever, it'd be zero, obviously. But again, the big boy, so to speak, is what happens. And again, I think that was kind of almost uneven that a lot of small businesses had to close up, my little editorial, versus the big box stores we could stay open, and yet the risk was just the same whether in a small store or a big store. But to try to get to the point of, you know, why is it such a disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street, you have to understand small businesses were shut down, restaurants and so forth, why the big boys were able to continue to operate. You can figure out that later and connect the dots on that. And remember, the small business owners are really the drivers. And that's really what the next stimulus package is all about. It's trying to target those small business owners to keep the jobs afloat, because that's where the job creation comes from. It doesn't come from a company that has 60,000 employees who, you know, overnight cut 10,000 workers. You see it all the time. Or 50,000 employees are going to cut another 5,000. It's small business owners that have 4 employees. They get up to 18 employees because they still start growing their business and do very well. And after this message, we'll be going right back to your questions, your answers on today's topic, Mahoney Asset Management. Topic, questions and answers. We'll be right back with you.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us today. Today's topic, questions and answers on this Valentine's Day. The first segment, I forgot to share that with you. By the way, listen, you can go outside really quick and get some roses or something like that. Don't worry about it. I won't tell anybody. Shh, you got some time. Okay, it's Valentine's Day. Well, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's not a Valentine's gift, I get it. But it's a really important book. It's a companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. I want to get into your hands. You've heard me every Sunday morning, time after time after time. Why not call our office today? Get a free book. We'll leave you alone. We just want you to have a free book. I'd like to educate people. I've been doing this for 32 years. I have 9 books, and I love helping people just like you. So again, here you go. 845-371-0101. Area code 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers, that's you, Early Bird Gets a Worm, will get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Kind of semi-autobiography, Not Your Father's Retirement. My dad worked for a local union. Unfortunately, he's passed a few years now, but he had a pension, he had an annuity, he had, gosh, health care, dental, vision, the whole thing. Of course, you have to complain about the vision part. He'd get a new frame and cost him $5 copay. Why do I have to pay a copay? I'm like, Dad, you have vision, okay? It's like a lot of companies don't offer that. And then what we have to do, page by page, chapter by chapter in the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, I try to show you strategies on how to get close to your father, your mother's retirement, your grandpa or grandma's retirement as best we can. So again, 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show up next. And so from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., I've dubbed it the Happy, Healthy, Wise Hour right here on WHUD. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, famous, famous Mike and Casey Show. And then at 5:15 on the way home, Andy Bell Show's got you covered there. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. He's got that southern twang of a voice. You probably recognize that over and over again. National business news, of course, what the Dow did, the S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. And, of course, with you here every Sunday morning hosting your GPS for your finances. And for more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, my most recent TV segments last week, I think it was on 3, the radio segments, if you missed any of these shows, it's on there. It's on there as a podcast, as it's called. Any of our archived newsletters and different things we wrote about, and also to join our newsletter list, our growing newsletter list. So that's a MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? Again, we want to navigate. I thought, you know, so many years ago that a lot of financial jargon is very difficult to understand, but GPS, you definitely understand it. Again, you're going to a wedding. This is before the pandemic. You're going to a wedding. You plug in your destination, where you want to go. Okay, I'm going to go to New Windsor, New York. Okay, plug it in. Yeah, left-hand turn, right-hand turn, rerouting, so forth. I'm like, wait a second. You know, that's the same thing like financial planning. You got to put your destination in. Okay, it's 65. Again, you have to have a destination. Or 62. I have a goal. You need X amount of money. I need $5,000 per month. Okay, that's your destination. Okay, now how do we get there? And we have to reroute sometimes. Have to make some changes. And that's kind of how I came out with MahoneyGPS.com. Website, all the books, kind of the subtitles about GPS, and our planning is about GPS, looking from 30,000 feet. Because a lot of times people will call me, say, Ken, what do you think about Apple stock? What do you think about Microsoft? What do you think about AT&T? And I'm like, it really depends on your situation. And until you get that 30,000 feet view of what your expenses are going to be down the road and so forth, and you can actually call and request that. I think to the end of February, we're having a special 845-371-0101, the same number for the book. But again, the GPS is really important to us, and it's helped out so many clients. So many listeners have taken us up to do a 2-page questionnaire and take a look at where you are. It's so important to that. And then that can answer the question, hey, should I buy Apple or Microsoft or AT&T, or should I buy this bond or this mutual fund or this annuity? Whatever the different choices are, I think it really should come from the overall approach first, and then you make those type of decisions. So today's topic here on GPS for Your Finances is questions and answers on this Valentine's Day. I hope you got your loved one some chocolate, or you got some roses or flowers, and you still have time. It's still early in the morning, so you can buzz out. No one will know you did, and you got the gift, and you look like you planned it. I've been there. That's what I'm telling you. Come on. We've had all had science projects due on Friday, and we wait till Thursday night or Friday morning to do it. Okay, that's kind of how we all act. You know, it's from a long time ago. Questions coming in about this new administration. Again, I try to stay away from the politics and just give you the economic investment point of view. By the way, Janet Yellen's been a tremendous choice, I think, for Treasury Secretary. She was, of course, a Federal Reserve Board member and also a chair. And then we had Fed Chair Powell working with her as well when she was the chair and he was a board governor. I think they can work very well together. And she's very bipartisan. I mean, there's sometimes she goes a little bit left, sometimes a little bit right. But in general, I think she's a really good pick. And I think that helps out quite a bit. I won't go through the other picks. That's neither here or there. We're going to stick with the economic parts of what's happening here. So this new administration definitely has a big change when it comes to fossil fuels versus renewables. And you should note, year to date, again, I'm not asking you to chase any of these. Again, I cannot give investment advice, but I want to answer the question about Biden, the new administration, and what changes basically are happening here in the markets. And you're seeing companies like electric vehicles going up like gangbusters. Why? Because it looks like we're going to have like an electric vehicle grid, so to speak, setting up electric charging stations around the country. That may be coming very soon. Renewable energies, obviously solar, wind, storage, and so forth. There's a big emphasis on that. A lot of credits will be around that. My understanding, a lot of credits around cars that are electric, credits to the consumer, credits to those companies. And of course, you have to follow the money. You know, again, remember, economic cycles, political cycles, market cycles. So there is definitely a 180-degree shift this administration so far, obviously by the executive orders, to go from fossil fuels to these renewables, and you're seeing that play out. I also think this is kind of a two-act play right now. The market is very excited about the stimulus. It's going to be anywhere from $1.5 trillion to $1.9 trillion. It depends on the cutoff. You know, the checks going out, whether you make under $75,000, okay, that'll be a smaller audience and then maybe $1.5 price tag. If it's a higher amount ceiling, so to speak, of who gets the stimulus check, then maybe closer to $1.9. But no doubt it's going to get passed between $1.5 to $1.9 trillion to help support, again, small businesses and those who've been really hit by, and that's really big. But there's going to be a plot twist here after the stimulus comes and after these messages. We're going to talk about Act Two of what's happening here after the stimulus, and it's going to be a little plot twist. Okay, so go out and get your popcorn and things like that, because we'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, your questions, your answers on this Valentine's Day. I'll be with you every Sunday morning. And of course, stay tuned to the Casey Show coming up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we have the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour, I'd like to think. You just heard from my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, the most popular book that we've offered. I've given out thousands of books to WHUD listeners just like you. I want you to get your hands on them today. It's not a Valentine's gift, by the way. It's not that romantic a book, but make sure you get your romantic person something nice. But seriously, today is Valentine's Day. It's a great day. And tomorrow, of course, is President's Day, and the markets are closed for observance of the President's Day. But today, I want you to get this book for free. You've been hearing Mike talk about it. You've been hearing me talk about it every Sunday morning. And all you have to do is call 845-371-0101. Be the first 20 callers today. I know you can do it. I've been talking to you all this time. Just call. I know it's not like you, but you can do it. 845-371-0101. If you're driving, you're most likely an essential worker. Thank you for all you do. Two hands on the wheel. When you come back, you go to WHUD.com, which, by the way, has been a very popular site these last couple of weeks with the storm centers and what's happening and meteorologists on there. So it should be your favorite place anyway, WHUD.com. It's one of my favorite places. And on the lower right-hand corner right there, you can actually ask for the book right there on the website, WHUD.com, lower right-hand side. Click on it, put your information in, and we'll get you either a paperback or the electronic book, whatever you like. So again, today's topic, questions and answers. Right before the break, I gave you a little tease. We talked about the Biden administration and new priorities. Again, so far what we've seen, again, there'll be other ones, of course, but ones that are very obvious right now is from fossil fuels to renewables. And we're seeing those renewable stocks do very well. Again, we don't make recommendations, just kind of point out what's happening here, right? Also, we look at renewables, electric vehicles kind of fall under that act. And then we had, as I mentioned, right before the break, the first act, so to speak, of a two-act play with investors are gobbling up all the great stimulus or potential stimulus that's going to happen, $1.5 to $1.9 trillion. So that may go to some people who are trading with that money, you know, buying game stock. No, we don't know what's going to happen with the money. But again, some people will be going to Home Depots with it, Best Buys with it. The money should be circulating around. It's a lot of money, and that's why the market's been very jubilant over that. And I mentioned right before the break, there's a little plot twist, because if it's act one, you've gone to a show on Broadway, right before the end of the first act, something changes, and you go off to intermission. Yes, you have to wait for a long line to go to the bathroom. You get your Kit Kat bar. It's like crazy Broadway. All the beautiful, beautiful Broadway shows, and you have a choice of Kit Kat or, like, I don't know, Reese's. So anyway, you get your, and right before that break, something changes, and you're like, can't wait to come back for the second act, because that was interesting. I didn't see that coming. And I think this is what we have to watch as investors. And I'm not predicting any gloom, just recognizing the first act is jubilation. And the second act, though, may have more regulation, higher income taxes, higher capital gains taxes, higher corporate taxes. Now, when I say higher, it's a biggie. Now, if it's a little bit higher taxes, I think most investors and so forth can swallow that. You know, that's fine. In fact, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, said you don't really raise rates, tax rates during a pandemic, but here we are. But if we were to have some monster tax increases, it could be game over. You know, this is what kind of the end of the first act was kind of telling us here, that, you know, it's not all peaches and cream or cherries on top or whatever. cliche. That things could really change. Now, I don't want to anticipate that. There's just too many people writing about this and go, okay, you know what? The bears are going to be coming back the second half of this year and growl, and you're going to see all this type of stuff. You know what? We don't know exactly how this is all going to play out. But we do know if, in fact, there are passages, again, not talk about it, but they actually pass high capital gains taxes, it will not be good for the stock market and not good for the economy for that matter. If they raise personal income tax dramatically or corporate taxes dramatically, it is not going to be a very good situation, in my opinion. So again, we know the first act. Again, the first act is actually the medicine, which we need for this damn pandemic. The second act, though, again, I hope it's, again, if we do raise taxes, it's a little bit, you know, help pay down the deficits and so forth. But if it's a big game changer, yeah, that's something we all have to kind of watch. So we'll watch that very closely. If you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. I'm here every Sunday morning with you right here on WHUD 100.7. Today's topic, questions and answers. Questions and answers are here on this Valentine's Day. Comes up quite often about the RMD, required minimum distribution. For years, if not decades, we remember 59.5 is the earliest you could take money out without a penalty, a 10% penalty from the IRS. We also learned at 70.5, you have to take a required minimum distribution. So let's say $100,000 in your IRA. Roughly, it's 1 divided by 28 the first year, and then 1 divided by 27, then 1 divided by 26, what they call a divisor. It works out to about 3.5%. So at 70.5, $100,000, you'd have to take at least $3,500. And if you didn't take that out, by the way, the penalty, IRS is not very nice. I hope they're not listening. But they take out, it'd be half the penalty. So if it's $100,000 at 70.5. Again, we have a change there at 70.5, but $100,000 was at 70.5. When you have to take out 3.5%, $3,500. If you need to take out $3,500, your penalty would be $1,750 each. So make sure you get your RMDs out there. They made a change last year. In the CARES Act in 2020, you didn't have to take any RMDs if you didn't want to. We had a lot of clients chose not to, wanted to kind of build their accounts back. And then number two, it's now 72. 72 now is the new age. I know it's kind of confusing. All these years, it's 70.5. Last year, you didn't have to take an RMD. But in 2021, if you're over 72 years old, you have to take a required distribution. If you're not sure how that works, you could always call our office. Again, if you have an advisor, speak to them. If you have an accountant, speak to them as well. But it's a question that comes up quite a bit. What are the best books to read about this topic, GPS for Your Finances? Of course, the best book is the book the best books I find is One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch, famed money manager at the Fidelity Magellan Fund. A great book, One Up on Wall Street. How to Make Money in Stocks. very basic title, but William O'Neill, the founder of Invest Business Daily. That is the go-to, how to identify some of the best stocks and some of the best stocks and so forth. Best sites, best websites, or other sources, yes, ARK.com. They have a very famous ARKK ETF. A lot of information there. Investors.com, which is actually Invested Business Daily, but Investors, with an S, Investors.com. Barron's is a great resource as well. Guys, time goes by so fast. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.